An organization that focuses on volunteerism will be in 5 Northwest villages this summer, renovating Boys and Girls Club buildings. Hope Worldwide is an international faith-based group that helps match up local and AmeriCorps volunteers with communities in need. The group will be conducting what they call Arctic Regeneration Camps in villages, blending leadership training and mentoring for young people with the work of sprucing up clubs. Ray Naden is the chapter executive for Hope Worldwide in Alaska. He says the organization began renovating village clubhouses a few years ago.
And we thought, we'll renovate and we'll work with the youth in the community while we're there and hopefully get them involved with some of that as well. So that's been great. Last year we went to Kotzebue and then we sent 2 different teams to Norvik and Selawik as well and worked on the clubhouses as well as ran day camps and that for the youth in the community. So it was great. It was really good to get them involved and to help the clubhouse get updated and so that it can be used on a regular basis.
And do you just select different communities each year, or do you go back to some of the same communities?
Well, Kotzebue, we are going back to hopefully finish the job there. And again, it's like anything. It's all about funding and where Boys and Girls Club and ourselves can get funding, and then we can go there and help out the community. All of our people are volunteers, you know, so as we go, we all go to volunteer and work there. And this year we'll be going to Kivalina, replacing doors, windows, building an Arctic entry so it's more usable year-round. And we would love to be able to go back to Norvik this year and Selawik and Wainwright. And a lot of that does just depend on the type of support or funding that we can get.
Beyond replacing doors and sprucing up things, what do the Arctic Regeneration Camps involve? What are young people going to be doing?
Well, we have a leadership in sports, and we also have this arts and entertainment. We do a thing called Story Tree Gang, and Story Tree Gang is a puppet show in a sense. It's a skit, and the skit represents good choices that we want the youth to make, but we get them involved with it. They actually train, and then they put on the performance. And our goal is that that can start to reproduce itself, meaning that they, too, will then put these on and send good messages throughout the communities. And I think that's important, again. So arts and entertainment, again, the leadership piece. And we're also a part of AmeriCorps, and we would love to engage a number of the young adults in AmeriCorps and take them out, serve in another community, and then take that serving home. So we do have some young adults that are interested, and hopefully we can make that happen next year, which would be great.
Information about the Hope Worldwide program says that founders believe in empowerment, not enabling.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
You know, we want, again, to be able to equip, give skills, also help people believe, you know, that they can accomplish more, that they can make a difference. And I think by us going there and actually making a physical difference, as well as giving them some more leadership or choice decision skills, it does empower them to be able to make wiser choices, but not just for themselves, but for others in the community as well, in a mentorship type way.
Are you, when you're looking for mentors, are you looking to recruit mentors in the community or are you bringing folks in? How does that work?
Eventually, we would love to be able to train local mentors. Right now, our 20 AmeriCorps workers that are coming up come from all over the U.S. We had over 200 applicants and 20 got chosen to come to Alaska. So they'll be training for 4 weeks actually in Philadelphia working with inner city youth, and then they're going to be coming up here for a couple weeks and going to the villages. So it's going to be they're a great crew. Last year we had a great group of young adults that can really pass on a diversity of lessons and insights and skills.
Hope Worldwide is a faith-based charity. Is there a religious component to the camps?
No. We are a faith-based organization, but we really try to separate that out. A number of the volunteers come from religious backgrounds, but again, what we want to do is volunteer and serve, and that's the agenda and that's the goal.
Ray Naden is with the Hope Worldwide chapter in Alaska.